According to Mr. Olakunle Sanni, child labor is the work done, whether paid or unpaid, that affects the well-being, safety, education, and entire progress or development of a child. The child protection expert highlighted the causes of labor to include crisis in the society, domestic violence, which is sometimes linked to separation, and female gender-based related issues. Mr. Olakunle called for the provision of free education, medical facilities for all children, while government must enact laws and punishment not only for parents, but anybody who engage children in child labor.
We don't really appreciate children. Ineffective policies and laws, and also lack of social protection, which also had to link with poverty.
A secondary school teacher, Ms. Funto Ojibutu, also frowned against child labor, as children affected were always at their lowest ebb during school hours.
Because it's their children, they can use them anyhow, anytime, even at the detriment of their educational welfare.
Another teacher, Mr. A.K. Clement, believed that all children deserve the right to proper education and not to be seen hawking after school hours, because they need to rest, eat, and study their books.
There are processes that are needed for the growth of a child, and one of those processes is education. No child should be out walking when they're expected to be in school, and no child should be walking after school hours because they need some rest and time to play and time to study their books.
A child who sell pepper at Adigbe Market said she walks exactly 30 minutes after school hour to help her parents and support the family income. A father of two, Mr. John Bassi, who shared his experience as a child hawker, lamented that it was not the best experience for a child.
The ways at which I think we can cop this child labor is by ourselves, as an individual, as a people, as a nation.
The theme for this year's celebration is universal social protection to end child labor. In Abeokuta, Ayomide Olorunfemi, Radio Nigeria.